In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Are you ready for a new iPhone? Before you know it, the fall will be here with some new models, but expect changes to be a little less huge and a little more subtle. More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York, previewing a little of what's to come from Apple's new iPhone models this fall. Apple may be shifting gears, veering away from the big and splashy and aiming for a more subtle approach. Let's go straight to Dai Wakabayashi. He is a Wall Street Journal reporter covering all things Apple-related, and he joins us in studio right now. Hi, Dai.
Thank you for having me.
We're used to a big iPhone overhaul every 2 years, and Apple is scratching that and going for a little more subtle approach now. So it's obviously a shift in gears, and I just wonder if this has anything to do with its first drop in sales or if there's any thinking behind that.
I don't think so. You know, obviously something like an iPhone takes a long time to prepare, and a lot of the kind of the specs and stuff are prepared well in advance, certainly before that April announcement that the iPhone sales fell. Mm-hmm. I think, however, though, that there is a push to kind of do some more ambitious things, and a lot of that wasn't quite ready in time for this coming phone. And a lot of that is getting pushed to 2017's iPhone, where, you know, it'll be the 10th anniversary,
right,
and kind of a symbolically important phone.
That was my thinking because, you know, looking ahead to 2017, obviously it's the 10th anniversary, you would expect something that's some sort of celebratory unveiling. And I know Tim Cook recently said that great innovation is coming, so it just seems more like maybe the tech isn't ready just yet. So let's package it this way.
Yeah, so, you know, Johnny Ive, who's the chief designer at Apple and very famous, you know, his whole vision, his long-term vision for the iPhone is that it just becomes kind of a sheet of glass. And I think that the 2017 phone is the vision is to bring it very close to that. And so what we'll see is that a lot of the kind of the bezel around the phone, the white plastic parts, will disappear and you will have kind of really edge-to-edge glass. The glass may be curved. And in order to facilitate a curved glass, they're going to move to this new organic light-emitting diode display, which is OLED display, which Samsung already has on some of its phones.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people like because it's brighter and kind of a sharper quality.
Let's get back to the new subtle features that we can expect, you know, a little sooner. The most recent batch of iPhones, the SE, it's sort of made a statement on size and how bigger isn't necessarily what people want. Are they keeping with that theme with the new reincarnation, or what can we expect in terms of just the display and the size?
If we start with the SE is kind of about broadening the portfolio. So you offer people, you know, different price options and different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
And so the SE was replacing the 5S, which had gotten kind of long in the tooth and kind of gives you new specs. So better, faster processor, better cameras, Apple Pay, stuff like that. But while keeping the kind of low-end price and then also the smaller size. I think with this new phone, I don't think it's necessarily about you know, maintaining screen size just for the sake of a smaller phone. I think part of it is they feel like they've struck on a right size, and so they don't feel need to update that just for the
mm-hmm.
sake of updating. But there will be a few changes, and I think there will be some controversial ones, especially one of the things that is being planned is that they're going to remove the headphone jack, which will
right.
help to make the phone thinner and waterproof or water resistant.
Okay.
Now, obviously, that doesn't necessarily mean that everyone's going to be using wireless headphones, but you can use the lightning cable, lightning connector where you currently charge your phone. There'll be a way that you can probably plug a pair of headphones into that. If you know right now, there's already high-end headphones that plug into that port because it's a kind of a digital out.
Right.
So you can play. And there might be, you know, kind of converters kind of that transfer your regular headphones and plug into that lightning cable.
It's interesting in terms of the marketing aspect because with a big design change comes a lot of buzz. And I know Apple's always relied on that. How do you think iPhones will fare without that reliability, with these more subtle changes?
I think it's a challenge, you know. I think it's hard to get people as excited, especially if they look the same. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you might see things like different colors or things that make it more apparent that you have the newer phone. That said, I think we are getting to the point in the smartphone market where it's increasingly becoming mature and people are upgrading phones, not necessarily because of features, because, you know, the phones are all pretty good right now. And even if you have a year-old phone, it's still a pretty good phone. So, you know, people might be upgrading for other factors, such as what your wireless plan allows or whether you feel like, you know, you've seen a degradation in the performance of your existing phone and stuff like that. And so we might be shifting to a market where it's less feature-driven reasons for buying new phones and more about, you know, other factors.
Very good. Great insight as always. Dai, thanks a lot for joining the podcast.
My pleasure. Thanks.
We've been speaking with Dai Wakabayashi. He covers all things Apple for WSJD. That'll do it for this edition of Tech News Briefing. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.